All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. Good afternoon, Leaf.
How's it going, Dip?
It's going pretty good. It's the weather is really changing.
It sure is.
Can feel fall in the air.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, summer.
Well, I would call it end of summer because you know what's going to happen. It's going to become one of those Indian summers. It's going to try and fake us out here.
I hope so.
I mean, I would love it if I was wrong and, it just kind of maybe it was cool, but... You know, we kind of don't need any more rain either. It could just stay hot until it freezes for the river's sake.
Yeah. We're afraid of rain now this year for a while.
Yeah, you know, I from these people that would always pray for rain to people that would pray for it to hold off until it's in a frozen form.
Yeah. So, fishing-wise, what is going on out there?
Well, you know, this is kind of that time anyway that I'm starting to look towards the hills myself.
Uh-huh.
I mean... This is that time of the year where it's cool enough to get on those trails and not pass out from the heat. And so, you know, I mean, I would throw a few things out there. Like, it's a long drive, but it's a short hike. You know, the Tiffany is always fun. You go to Lower Tiffany, it's only like 3/4 of a mile. So I like to take a float tube and a full sink line with a Green Lake leech or, just any of your bloody mosquito patterns for the surface.
Uh-huh.
And then... For those that would like a little more of a challenge, head up there just above it to Upper Tiffany Lake, and that's a lot of fun there, and can be fished from shore because it's small. But
you've been traveling around more in the hills than
yeah. Well, you know, I still hit the river daily because we're lucky enough to be right here on the valley floor, so it's kind of on my way to and from everything.
I know, you know, we all love the river, and it's kind of taken a hit too. I mean, not only have we the people taken a hit here lately, but the river has had an awful lot of stuff. I kind of worry about that. I know in the upper portions of the washout, you were familiar with those holding lakes up there, and and that was pretty much a catastrophe for fish.
Yeah, they're gone now. I mean, there was the Channel Lakes there in the Benson Creek area that used to be 5 lakes, and now it's 2. And every fish in that system is dead, and they were washing up in people's gardens down in Benson Creek and on the road. And, as far as the river goes, it's just pretty much everything below Beaver Creek for about the next 10 or 15 years is going to be completely changed. And we've talked about this a little, but, I mean, to help people wrap their minds around it, I would say, you know, a good portion of our spring Chinook that had laid eggs there, well, those eggs are smothered. And the portion there that's covered in mud is the place where I usually see most of the summer Chinook spawning, which is about to occur. And then your steelhead, they're not going to want to come up the river until it stops being brown, which is why we're kind of praying for everything to freeze here a little bit in a way. Mm-hmm. They will be up in the winter, you know, but they're going to hold off until midwinter. They probably won't, you know, come up until, like I say, until that water clears up.
Yeah.
And that could be December, January, February. I mean, this is, it's like trying to take a stab at a political race like a year ahead of time right now.
Yeah. I know it's going to change every fish report we do from now on for about
20 years in the lower section.
Well, yeah, I guess we just get used to that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fishing as usual. I mean, you know, there'll be aspects of it that are the same as, but everything's going to be different. It just plain is. So, any other lakes you've got to up there that you want to talk about, or you want to save that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a little fish tail we'll probably
we'll
talk about from somewhere in the Twist River Basin. And, I'd say go to Boulder Creek right now because those brookies are beautiful in the fall. And rock lakes, too. I always say it, but, man, people always forget. But this is the time to remember. In the fall there, again, brookies at the upper lake are just incredible looking. And the river, too, you know, be looking for anywhere from... Beaver Creek and above on the river for the bite to still be on and for it to start to focus to the October caddis, which is kind of a misnomer around here because being a cold area up north here, it's going to be a September caddis, basically.
Same
bug.
Okay.
Big, rusty, brown, moth-looking thing with forward antennas. And so as the grasshoppers start to get smaller, finally our bugs in the river will start to get a little bit bigger. That you'll see throughout the day. So, just look for, you know, good fishing on the river still, but kind of shifting everything into the end of the summer and fall mode. And look towards the hills. And if you need any more info than that, just check out the blog at flyfishersproshop.com. Or if you'd like to book a trip, just drop us a line there. Metcalf Fishing Adventures will get you out. But until then, take care of one another and fish on.